Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Adaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yom Adaf Yod Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud. We were just discussing the name of the Lishka where the Kohen Gadol was sequestered, Paridrin. It wasn't originally called Paridrin. Then we had a long tangent about the Mikdash and about the destruction of the Mikdash. And now back to the Lishachot. Tan Rabbanan, kol ha-Lishachot shayu b'mikdash to'oil le-mezuzah. Remember, all of these braitot have been compiled 100 years or more after the destruction of the Mikdash, so it's working on an oral tradition that different people have about what existed there. So all of the offices that were in the Mikdash did not have a mezuzah, chutz v'lishkat parhedrin, except for ours, shayabat beit dira le-Kohen Gadol, because that had a residence for the Kohen Gadol. It's curious, because of course the Kohen Gadol only lives there 1 week a year. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo kama l'shachot ha-mikdash shelem beit tira, he claims there were other offices that had a residence, lo hayah lahem mezuzah, and they nonetheless did not have mezuzah. So Rabbi Yehuda's position is that Paridrin should also not have mezuzah. L'shkar Paridrin gzeraitai, he says it was there because of a gzerah. That's the braita. Now, my Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, what's his reasoning? So Amar Rabba, kesav Rabbi Yehuda, kol bayit she'enu asui limotach melotak shamim, eno bayit. Says any house that's not constructed for residence during all seasons is not a house. And there, this is only 1 week a year. Therefore, there is no chiyu. It's there as a gzeirah. We'll see what that's about. Eitive Abaye. Abaye challenged his Rebbe and said, V'hakti, v'keiti et beit acharf al beit akayitz. God says in Amos, I'm going to destroy the winter house and the summer house. Which means that a winter house is called a house and a summer house is called a house. So Marle Rabbar Abba's defense is beit acharf, beit kayitz ikri. They're called winter house and summer house. Bayit Stam Eloiki, but they're not called Bayit, and the Chiyuv Mezuzah is Amezuzot Beitecha, as we will see in the beginning of the next podcast. Itave Abaye, Abaye challenged Rab as follows, with the Mishnah, Sukkat HaChag B'Chag. What's the status of a Sukkah during Sukkot? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Chayav, we'll say that means Chayav Mezuzah and more. Chachamim Potrin, they say it's exempt. Which seems to be the opposite now, because Rabbi Yehuda says a seasonal house is a house, and Chacham say it's not. And they have about the same amount of days, 7 days. V'tani Allah, and we have a bright commenting on the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev be'iruv uv'mezuzah uv'ma'aser. Rabbi Yehuda says the Sukkot HaChag is chayav in, is a fully a house for all three things. Eruv, meaning that if it's part of a chatzer, the residents in that Sukkah prohibit everyone else from carrying without an eruv. You have to put a mezuzah on the sukkah, and maaser, which means that if the grains or something see pnei habayit, and it's come in front of the sukkah, then you have to take maasrot from them. Now, v'chi tev midrabanan, if you're going to claim that Rabbi Yehuda says it's chayav midrabanan, it's some sort of gzerah, so bishlam ha'iruv mezuzah, I understand, he claimed midrabanan. We could say the rabbis obligated you to make an eruv, and obligated you to put a mezuzah, and maaser, he claimed midrabanan, but you cannot say that for purposes of maaser, there's a gzeirah d'rabanan, because let's say you have some grain that saw the front of the sukkah, and according to Rabbi Yehuda here, it's chayav midrabanan, which means it's really patur. And you have other grains that actually saw the front of your real house, which is really chayav, and you took one for the other, meaning you took some from some of the grain to cover the other grain. You might be taking from a chiyuv al p'tur p'tur al chiyuv. In other words, you can't have something that generates a chiyuv d'rabanan in masrot, because it will lead to a real problem of chiyuv al p'tur. So that can't work. Elamar Abaye b'shiva d'chulei amal apligi d'chvechayva. Abaye says that Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim agree that the Lishkat Parhedrin required a mezuzah during the 7 days the Kohen Gadol was living there. Ki pligi b'shari mot hashana. They disagree about the rest of the year. Rabbanan savri gazun shari mot hashana to b'shiva. Rabbanan said they had a mezuzah there all year, as a gzeirah, to make sure it would be there during those 7 days. Yehuda said there's no need to make that gzeirah. That's Abaye. Now, Rava says to him, Amar le Rava, v'asukat ha-chag b'chag tani. After all, the Mishnah says, sukat ha-chag b'chag. And that's where they disagree, during the 7 days. So, Ela Amar Rava, b'shar yimot ha-shanak l'mel pligi l'ptura. Actually, it's the opposite. Everybody agrees, b'biyudar chachamim, that during the rest of the year, there was no mezuzah on lishkat parhedrin, or there was no need for it. They disagreed only about the 7 days that Kohen Gadol was there. And the reasoning in the case of Sukkah and in the case of Lishka, where they have a machloket, but their positions are flipped, Rav Yehuda is the one who says you need the mezuzah on Sukkah, and Chacham say no. And Rav Yehuda is the one that says there was no mezuzah on the Lishkan, and Chacham said there was. The reasoning is different in each case. Sukkah tamalachud, what's the reasoning in Sukkah? Rav Yehuda tamay, the Amar Sukkah dira keva banyan. Throughout Masachat Sukkah, we see that Rav Yehuda requires Sukkah to be a permanent house, and allows for permanent structure type things, and therefore, since it has to be a permanent house, therefore mechayv mezuzah. Even though you're only living there 7 days, you build it as a permanent structure, and therefore it needs mezuzah. Rabbanan the Tamayu, Rabbanan, as we know, say the Ami Sukkah Dirat Arai Bayinan throughout the second parak, and the first parak of Sukkah, we see that it's a Dirat Arai, a temporary dwelling, and therefore, lo mechayv mezuzah, which means according to Rava, everybody would agree that a temporary dwelling doesn't need a mezuzah, a permanent one does, and the question simply is, what must the Sukkah be? Now, v'lishka tamalachu, the reason in the Lishka is different than Sukkah. Rabbanan sa'ri dira balkor chashma dira. Rabbanan say, if you're sequestered somewhere, even though it's not your choice to live there, it's still called a residence. Rabbanan sa'ri dira balkor chashma dira. Rabbanan says, that's not where you want to live. You're there because the law put you there. Therefore, it's not a dira. Umidrabanan hudat kinula. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it was there, but he says it was a gzerah midrabanan. So it shouldn't look like he's in prison there. But he says, really, essentially, there is no mezuzah there. We put it up so people shouldn't get the wrong feeling about the Kohen Gadol. Now, that's the machloket. Mantan alahad etaran rabanan. Then who's the author of this braita? Says, kol ha-sha'arim shayu sham lo yeh le-mezuzah. All of the gates. Remember, we learned about the 13 gates, or the 7 gates. And went into the Azara, did not have mezuzah. Chutz v'shar nikanor, except for the main entrance, Shar nikanor, the one that everybody came through, which was on the east side, had the two little gates, one on each side, into the Azara. Shalifin menelish got pahedrin, because the reason that Shar nikanor had a mezuzah was because the Lishkat Parhedrin is inside of it, so it's like the gate into Lishkat Parhedrin, and that one needs a mezuzah. So Leim Rabbanani v'lo Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rava's analysis, really, according to the essential Braita, that should only be Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Dear Rabbi Yehuda, he goof a gzera, nukum nikos inkso gzera l'gzera. After all, according to Rabbanan, the mezuzah and the lishkat parhedrin is essential. And so therefore, the extension to Shar Nikanor is reasonable. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, and he says this explicitly, the mezuzah on the lishkat parhedrin is a gzera. And so are we going to make an gzerah as an extension of that? You have to put another mezuzah on Shar Nikanor. Our general ruling is that ain't gozrin gzerah l'gzerah. The answer is, I feel the term of Yehuda, it could be Rabbi Yehuda, v'kula chada gzerahi. It's all one gzerah, which is as a result of wanting to make sure that everybody sees that the Kohen Gadol is coming there of his own free will, and he wants to be there, and it's all very festive and positive, and not that he is imprisoned. And therefore, in order to give that sense, we put a mezuzah on the Shkat Parhedrin and a mezuzah by extension on Shar Nikanor. Okay, we're going to have a significant tangent in the next shiur about the mitzvah of mezuzah. We see where it comes from, and we will discuss that then. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.